Welcome to Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. Hakada shehichnis l'kedayrosav l'chatzah b'alabas shelo b'rishus. A potter brings his pots into the courtyard of someone else without that person's permission. So the guy doesn't know he's bringing the pots in there. V'shivarasan behem toshel b'alabas. And then the owner of the house, of the courtyard, his bull goes and breaks the pots. Says the Mishnah potter. He doesn't have to pay. Because he didn't know the pots were there, right? Yeah, so right. The guy doesn't have permission to bring them there, so he has no obligation. The imhuska bahen, and not only that, but if the bull was hurt by these pots that were there, as it damaged it, it cut itself, let's say, balakadairas chav, then the owner of the pots has to pay the owner of the bull, again, because he put the pots there without his permission. The imhichnis bershus bal hachatzer chayav, but if he did it with the permission of the owner of the house, then the owner of the house takes responsibility. So if he breaks the pots or his bull breaks the pots, he's got to pay. And if the pots damage his animal, there's no payment that comes to him. Hichnis perusav lechatzer b'alabais shelo b'rishus. Similar case. And actually doesn't bring over here why he brings two cases. But if someone brings without permission into the courtyard fruit, v'achalsan behem toshel b'alabais, and the bull of the b'alabais eats the fruit, Pato, he doesn't have to pay, because again, the guy never had permission. Bim huska behem, and if the bull is damaged by the fruit, I don't know, maybe you check on a fruit, bal ha-peres chav, then he's obligated. Bim hechnis b'rishus, and again, if he brings it in with permission, then bal ha-chatzer chav, then the owner of the courtyard is chav. Let's just go to the next Mishnah, which is a continuation